I have questions today. What was God's original intent to be used, the use of tobacco, and by extension, marijuana? What is the proper handling and use of plutonium? And why didn't Noah swat those two mosquitoes while he had a chance? And if Chubby Checker was here, would Mr. Jackson still win the twist contest? The world was created in harmony, perfectly. And still, yet, even though we know that the world is chewing on itself out there, chewing on each other, mostly the animals, and we're the top of the food chain, mostly, usually, it still has to be in somewhat of a harmony or it wouldn't work. It would just all collapse. Say it was done by evolution. Well, that would have all collapsed. It never did work. So, in Romans 8:20, it does say, "For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope." We're looking forward to a time when it won't be chewing on itself, when the nature of animals will be changed. And if God created it all in harmony, perfectly, everything fit together, and how many animals have been made extinct, or plants made extinct? So maybe those are going to have to be recreated to put it all back in balance like it's supposed to be. Looking forward to finding out about that. God has brought us here to this beautiful place, and it is a beautiful place, to learn more of a way, to bring fellowship together, because most of the time, most of us just don't have the fellowship. We sit in our living room, I sit in my lazy boy, and I listen to the services on the Sabbath. And here lately, we've been able to do that, all the time, and then in the spring, we've been able to go to Dallas and meet with brethren there for the past couple of years. But most of us get to come and do this at the feast, and that's it. And it's such a glorious time, and it is the best feast ever. Every one of them gets so much better. And we really do appreciate being here with you folks, being our brothers and sisters in Christ. We are learning how to teach, how to lead, how to be kings and priests. I can't imagine being a king or a priest. I remember when I was a teenager, they talked about being kings and priests, and I wasn't really interested in being a priest. King would be all right. But, priests, they really don't do interesting stuff. Well, a teenager thinks. Well, I'm thinking better of it now. We're not learning how to build cities yet, but we can be given knowledge, but God can't give us character. We have to learn that a little bit at a time. Some of us have been doing this for 46 years now, still learning. So we've got to learn the way. We got to live the way, so we teach the way. 2 Corinthians 2:9 through 11. "As it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered in the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him." That would be us and the rest of the world after they learn to love him. We would not know about him unless he'd opened our minds, unless he'd put his spirit with our spirit. But he's revealed it to us, but God has revealed those things unto them that have by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, the deep things of God. And we're here at the feast learning the deep things. We're going to be, in effect, raising children for the next 1,100 years. Now, I've spent 18 at it. I still have an awful lot to learn. But that's what we're here for. Some of you have been at it a whole lot longer than I have. God teaches us in different ways. Perhaps you all remember a film back in the 80s called Karate Kid. I don't really recommend the film, but it was interesting methods that Mr. Miyagi used to teach Daniel's son. He taught him how to paint the fence, sand the floor, wax on, wax off. Daniel didn't know that. Didn't understand, why am I doing all this silly stuff? Well, eventually he learned how. He learned why. Because he was making those moves. We don't learn karate, but the principles are very similar. David, the king of Israel, made a lot of mistakes. They're well outlined in the Bible. In 2 Samuel 24, he told his soldiers, go and count Israel. God told him, don't do that. Well, he did it anyway. Well, the lesson learned was that by 70,000 men dying because of David's mistake. I don't think any of us have had to learn such a hard lesson, but then again, David's going to be at the top of Israel again in a few short years. We have to learn to exercise faith. We are entering into a time that's going to be, in a way, a great adventure. If God says 1,000 will die standing next to you, and I'm not looking forward to that, but it's going to be a great adventure. And we're going to see great catastrophe. And we have to have the faith of Jesus Christ to live through those things, to make the next step in the right direction. He's giving us little baby steps now. Steps get bigger as you go on. Revelation 12:14. If you turn there. And the woman, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. We're to be taken to a place of safety and final training. And I remember Mr. Waterhouse used to hit that pretty hard. Final training. And I find every day that I really need that final training. There's so much that I don't know. Now, ancient Israel flew on the wings of a great eagle, but they walked. Mr. Armstrong thought we would fly. So the last question is, and I'm not making new doctrine here, but if a giant eagle landed in your backyard with a seat strapped to its back, would you climb up?